And so your earliest childhood memories are almost more with your grandmother?
No, I have bits and pieces. I think I could remember things like, playing in the sandbox with my brother underneath the windmill water tank. But I guess the strongest remembrance is Ji-chan, passing of Ji-chan. My brother and I were in the cab of the pickup truck out in the field, and Jean and I, playing there. Mom was in San Francisco giving birth to our third brother. And Ji-chan comes walking to the driver's side and says, "Kei-chan, grow up to be a good girl, or you be a good girl." And, Ta-ching is Eugene's baby nickname then, Iko ni. So it's all in Japanese, and that's, by the way, my first language. And then he walks in front, and then he falls down. And I don't know, I just know that, I don't know how it happened, but, honking at a horn, and dad comes, and they ask us what's happening. And of course, I'm just relating this to everybody over and over. So I think that kind of got stuck in my memory too. But it was also a big jolt seeing someone we called Ji-chan, just kind of collapse. And I really remember the funeral, and the smell of stocks and gardenia. And really, to this day, I think I don't like the smell of stocks.
Going back to when your grandfather collapsed, so was it like a heart attack or just a sudden? And when that happened, I'm trying to think of a young child and they see this. What did you think? Like, did you, yeah, what thoughts went through your mind?
I mean, I can't. I mean, I was like 3 years old.
So just something you just remember,
I
yeah.
just remember that, and somehow, I don't know if looking for, leaning on the horn or whatever, but it called people. Somehow people came. And because he was in front of the truck, so it isn't like so visible necessarily. I mean, when you really position this whole thing, but he came. And I know I had to get on the, they put me on the phone to tell my mom, that Ji-chan, I mean, I want to talk to my mom too. She's in the hospital, but, just remember relating that to her. And I remember events around that time pretty much also, but that was one really solid. Other things, before even that, I remember trying to help with the wash, and or playing around with a neighbor's girl. And we're really like three, really young, 2.5, 3. But these are just snapshot remembrances of trying to chase the frog into the furoba, and the neighbor girl falls into the furo. She's a little bit older than me, and all this panic. And but just snippets like that. And I remember koinobori that my father had erected up for the boys' day, and had only one at that time. So that's Jean, right? So I was like 2.5, must be 2.5, going on
It's
three.
amazing that you can remember those things at
But
such a young age.
well, it's those things, because I remember that koinobori, and I could only figure it must have been after Pearl Harbor, because there were kind of our neighbors who were really nice, or to me nice, there were kind of angry voices. And my dad saying something about the koinobori. So I couldn't figure out what, and later on was, I guess, they all thought that maybe that was the short wave antenna. Because when you think about it, after the war, they laid the telephone communication lines from the United States to Hawaii off of Point Arena. I mean, that's where, and then to Asia.
And so potentially people were thinking that if there were sabotage or something, someone would cut those lines and...
Well, there wasn't any phone lines then.
Oh, okay. No phone
lines. No.
Oh, just in terms
Then this tall tree stump, okay. And then this flying of the koi, and, you know, the Boys' Day celebration, maybe that's when, you know, signals were being sent out. At least that was the filtering down assumption that later on was told to us.